I am doing my part for world peace. Over and over, we are told that world peace begins with peace in our heart. That's very good news. It means I can contribute to world peace every day. I don't have to be a diplomat or high-ranking government official to play a role in moving the planet toward peace. I only have to remember to choose peace in every situation. Peace is far more than refraining from physical violence. Peace is kinder thoughts and deeds. Peace is giving the benefit of the doubt. Peace is honesty and trust. Peace is even simple courtesy. Each time I see the face of God in another human being and treat that person accordingly, I contribute to world peace. And from the Bible. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. And that's from Colossians 3:15. Now if you all please remain seated while Joyce plays Surely the Presence for us.
Leading, leading, safe, thanks for the food. How you doing, my man?
Very good. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sitting here because I'm happy.
Oh, how are you doing? The hardest working retired man?
There we go.
Hello, Tomas, how are you? Good to see you.
Morning, you dear.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Mr. Decker.
I like it.
Thank you.
It wasn't my original choice. I was going to wear a
red shirt, but then the pants didn't work out, so I changed it.
Grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Should be okay.
So nice to see you again. Hard to get that. All right. It's hard to get teenagers in here.
Hey, Barney.
We've got better things to do.
Yes, it was.
She's doing so well. She's unbelievably great.
All right, wonderful news.
I'm so happy for her. She's just wonderful. So she wanted me to pass off her love and say hello.
Thank you. And, you know, our regularly scheduled announcements are on the calendar hanging up in the hallway downstairs. Anyone else got any announcements? Joanne?
Let me look real quick, make sure of the date. The coffee rest up is the 5th and 6th of October.
5th and 6th of October.
Yeah, I'll bring a sign-up sheet next week. Okay. Start making cookies.
Start making cookies. Another announcement.
You might recognize that we haven't seen our friend Syl for a while, and that's because she's been involved in some cancer therapy. And she would really love your prayers and any notes or cards you'd like to send her, and maybe even a visit if you check in with her in advance.
Is she at home?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Susan.
Tomorrow she will have some new scans that will give her some more info. So let's imagine that she's doing great.
And how about Diana? Anything for Diana? Anybody?
Yeah, last Sunday was Diana's birthday, and of course she was home with her family and such, and she's doing fine. She is a person who's up late, so she doesn't get up early.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Oh, okay. It's too hard to get up early.
Is she a grown up or something?
Were you going to say anything about next weekend?
Oh yeah, next weekend is our picnic here.
Don't forget the picnic.
Our
next
annual
week.
Picnic here.
Okay.
After service.
Could be kind of like a potluck after service, except
we're
outside.
We're going to have a grill. And Annie's bringing meats. Those of you who are vegetarians, I'll bring vegetables.
So it's barbecue, huh?
Do you have a sign up list?
Yeah, downstairs.
All right. Anything else?
Okay.
Grandpa?
I just recently finished developing my Indian movie theater. And what I'm wondering is, with over 200 Indian films, how many of you ever visited Alushka? Oh, only one. Well, that's an event you would never forget if you missed it. Alushka, you go down I-5 to Woodland and then go up the Lewis River about 16 miles to Alushka and the Longhouse. If you want to see Indian mass, one of the greatest collection of Indian mass hanging on a wall would be at the University of British Columbia Museum. But here, you see them in live action. Alushka and his family, they have all these different mass, they're doing dances, and it's all in a part of a story. There'd be maybe 3, 4, 5 public school buses there every time they put on a show. Bringing the kids there, it's a myth you would never forget. You got masks that are the raven beak, 4 or 5 feet long, sticking out from the person. Other masks will open up from one face to another, and then to another. Oh, it's an amazing show. I have that on a VCR. And you could come and enjoy that. There are many other fantastic films. And what I'm suggesting is the possibility that maybe, Unity would like to have a once a month movie night in my theater, and I'm just inviting you to come and enjoy that. Many different kinds of films. One of the things I got to show a film on, I was real lucky at Goodwill here a little over a week ago. I was able to purchase one of those big wide TVs, it's thin, packing, about 4 feet wide, for $60. So that's what we would use in the theater to see the film. But I just shared my invitation with you.
Well, thank you, Grandfather. So yeah, if you're interested in once-a-month movie night, seeing Native American films down at Grandfather's, talk to him after service today. And where are we? Oh, it is time for our Unity Statement. If you'd all please join me. Unity Statement is in your program. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now, if you'd all please stand for the Psalm of Joy on page 216. Thank you. morning reading, it looks like, will be...
Without knowing that Cindy would be here this morning, I chose a reading from Deanne's book by Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. And Louise Hay's, some of her points of her philosophy. We're each 100% responsible for all of our experiences. Every thought we think is creating our future. And from a more recent writing from Mike Dooley that goes along with this last one, every thought we think is creating our future, he says, thoughts become things, choose the good ones. The point of power is always in the present moment. Everyone suffers from self-hatred and guilt. The bottom line for everyone is, I'm not good enough. It's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. Resentment, criticism, and guilt are the most damaging patterns. Releasing resentment will dissolve even cancer. When we really love ourselves, everything in our life works. We must release the past and forgive everyone. We must be willing to begin to learn to love ourselves. Self-approval and self-acceptance in the now are the key to positive changes. We create every so-called illness in our body. And her first meditation in the book, in the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole and complete, and yet life is ever-changing. There is no beginning and no end, only a constant cycling and recycling of substance and experiences. Life is never stuck or static or stale, for each moment is ever new and fresh. I am one with the very power that created me, and this power has given me the power to create my own circumstances. I rejoice in the knowledge that I have the power of my own mind to use in any way I choose. Every moment of life is a new beginning point as we move from the old. This moment is a new point of beginning for me right here, right now. All is well in my world.
Thank you, Dave. All is well. And now it's time for our meditation song. Please remain seated for the meditation song on page 186. I don't know. Do we know this song, folks?
No. We'll sing it three times. It's a pretty simple melody.
Thank you.
join for the affirmations now, also in your program guide. We'll say them together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I have already experienced. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And now it's time for the Lord's Prayer. This week we'll be doing the traditional Lord's Prayer. Find it on this in your songbook. Please put it back when you're finished. And it will be followed immediately by Dollar Room. Are we ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Speaker each Sunday of the month. This morning, Grandfather Roy Wilson is going to talk to us a little bit about this beautiful mountain range over here that we are so fortunate to have in our backyard.
Danny.
Lahalia.
Lahalia.
What a joy to be with you again. I've been sitting here and enjoying the beauty.
The dahlias and the lilies came from our garden, but the others came from some of you. And as I was sitting there watching them, I couldn't help but feel that they have joined with us this morning to give their hearts in praise and glory to the Lord and God that we are here and serving and worshiping today. Regarding to these dahlias and those lilies, I don't want to take them back home with me. I got plenty of them. So if one of you would like to have the lilies or the dahlias, you can take them after the service to your home and enjoy them.
There have been a number of times over the last 12 years that one of you would come to me, and it's happened with a number of you who say, you enjoy the Indian legend, so we'll tell another Indian legend today. Quite often I tell legends that are Caliph's legends, but sometimes I'll tell legends from other tribes. This particular legend was told by a woman back, an old grandmother, in about 1915, about 104 years ago, and been handed down to us. She was a full-blooded Indian. She was Caliph's, Chehalis, and Quinault Indian. So I don't know for sure we could call this a Caliph's legend, a Chehalis legend, or a Quinault legend. Maybe if we just identified it as being a legend that belonged to all three tribes. It is the story, Indian story, of the origin of the Cascade Range of Mountains and the Puget Sound. And it goes like this. Once, when the world was very, very young, the land east of where now the Cascades are, there were no Cascades there then, that land became very dry. There had never been any rain up to that time. So everything had been watered by moisture that would come up from below the ground. But now the moisture wasn't coming up. The trees were drying. There was no fruit. The berries were drying up. The roots that were so important for their food, they were drying up and dying. Everything was dying. The streams, they were getting so small that now the salmon couldn't come. The people were hungry. They were thirsty. And so they decided to send a team of, representing them, of messengers to ocean and ask ocean if ocean would bring water to them. So ocean felt real sorry for them. He said, okay, okay, I'll send my sons and my daughters and bring you water. Ocean sons and daughters, clouds and rain. So they enjoyed clouds and rain for the first time. Everything was watered. Oh, now they had roots, they had berries, they had fruit, they had salmon. Everything was just going great. They were really enjoying it. But they wanted more. They wanted more. Boy, that sounds like a white man's culture. Wanting more, wanting more. And so they dug some large pits so that they could collect water in there and have even more water. Those large pits later became known as Lake Chelan and Lake South and East of that. Well, they had plenty of water, but the ocean was missing his family, his children, his sons and his daughters. So he sent a messenger to the old ancient ones up there, east of where now the Cascades are, and said, would you please release my sons and daughters and let them come back? I miss them. I'd like to have a family reunion. But they were very, very, very greedy. No, we won't let them go. We're going to keep them here. Well, ocean became very, very lonely. Finally, ocean sent his prayers to the highest of Holitai, the great chief of the above. And great chief of the above, will you help me to get my sons and daughters back again? Well, Haisa Kalitai, the great chief of the above, felt very, very sorry for Ocean. And so the great chief of the above reached down and scooped up great big mounds of the Earth Mother and formed what is now the Cascade Range of Mountains. And then Ocean then filled in all those deep holes. And that became the Puget Sound. then Great Spirit, or Haisa Kalitai, the great chief of the above, he saw to it that the prayers were answered of Ocean. And Ocean was singing this song. And it's a song. It represents the lapping of the waves on the seashore. And it goes, Allah, home, come home. And clouds and rain returned home. In the story, you might be thinking, "Well, we really sure have weird stories." Now, where can you see that in the Bible? Well, I'll start off by saying there are two lessons in this legend as we see it. One is the problem of greed, and the other is the need to come home, to come home. So when I look at that, I think of Jesus. John the Beloved in his gospel said, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The way, The way of what? The way of life. That's what Jesus' whole ministry was teaching us how to live a good way of life. Well, I heard of Buddha. He asked, what is Buddhism and who is Buddha? Well, Buddha, they would say, was the way. Buddhism is a teaching of the way. I've shared this with you numerous times over the last 12 years. Oh, you can find over 100 verses of scripture quoting Jesus matched with the same being thing said by Buddha. They too were been buddies and they lived together at the same time. The way of life. And one of the things that they would both teach is the evil, or the, maybe you don't like the word evil, you remove that, so I'll use the word we use in you, the error of greed. Jesus said, it's better to give than to receive. Ocean gave, but they weren't ready to give back. Better to give than to receive. How much do I have to give? Well, I have to give them. Paul, the apostle, verse 1, says that we should be ready to give our lives as a living sacrifice unto God, which is a reasonable service. Giving your lives in what way? Physically with usage, physically, socially, spiritually, economically, whatever way. To what extent? Can I think of another gospel story where there was this one woman, an old widow woman, and she went to the temple and she put her offering at one penny. And Jesus turned to the 12 and he said, that woman gave more than all those that gave their millions, because she gave everything that she had. And some of you have talents that you could give that are far and above what some of the others could give. What you give is give your whole body, soul, mind, and spirit. I'm thinking of an event that happened in my life one time. I was pastor of a church in Spokane Valley, and there was a church in Centralia that invited me to come and give a week of meetings, Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for 1 week of meetings on healing, healing ceremonies. So after the Sunday night service, two of the women came to me and they said, we have a member of this church who is very, very ill. She'd been bedridden for about 3 weeks and had not been able to come to church. She would love to be here. Will you go to her place tomorrow and do a healing ceremony for her? And I said, well, I'd be glad to do that, but there's someone going to have to take me there because I wouldn't know how to find her place. And the pastor, he was standing there, and he said, I'll take you tomorrow morning. So about 10 o'clock that morning, he arrived and picked me up and took me. And as I arrived there, an amazing thing had taken place. The place, the dishes in the kitchen had been stacked, dirty dishes all over the drain board and everything. Laundry was in big piles. The floor hadn't been mopped or vacuumed in I don't know how long. But those two women who asked if I'd go and pray, they got over there to her place about 4 o'clock that morning. And by the time I got there, everything was spick and span. Because they knew that if I went, when everything was in a terrible mess, that the woman that I'd be praying for would be so concerned and embarrassed that I was there in her home with it dirty and filthy, that she wouldn't have heard a thing and been able to participate and give her heart to it. They went and they gave of themselves and completely cleaned the place. The woman lying there in that bed received her healing. That night, she was in the church service and she was there every night the rest of that week, completely healed. Was it me? No, it wasn't me. It was those two women. Gave themselves as a living sacrifice, physically there, to bring healing to another. The Bible is filled with these stories. We can go on and on with these stories of the grief. The other lesson is, come home, come home, come home. And that's what Jesus, his whole ministry was. His entire ministry was one to try and bring the Jewish people back into a full relationship with his Father, our Heavenly Father, God. We get so busy, especially in our American culture, such a busy, busy way of life, that we're all concerned with everything except our own personal relationship with God. Finally, we squeak out a little bit of time once a week on Sunday morning to come to church. Maybe some of you, probably not all of you, will take time to even ask a blessing over the food that you eat. But living a life of living in relationship with God 24/7 is something that very few people do, but that's what Jesus is after. Come home. Come home. Come home. The Lord is crying out to you, come home. Come home. It's better to give than to receive. May our hearts be lifted in thanksgiving to Jesus who gave us this lesson, which is also the lesson that led to that it's time to come home. As we bow our heads and go into silence, put everything to the side, and do our time of quietness, of quiet. Meditation, breathing slowly and deeply. Choose one of these two things that I want you to meditate on. Either what can I do for someone else and giving myself to them, or what can I do to become more closely related with my Bible, my prayer life, to come home to a closer relationship with God. Choose one of those two. Now spend a few moments in silent meditation, letting Creator reveal to you in the silence of your meditation what you can do to reach this full goal.
Thank you, Greg. All right, now it's time for our offering. There are two containers. The silver one is for supporting our church, and the copper one is for our outreach program. Our offering prayer is located inside your program. Let's say it together as we hold our offering in our hands. Divine love,
through me,
blessed the Lord of Christ, all of our people,
and all of our sins.
Thank you. blessing of thanks together founded your program? We bless these gifts and send them forth to be blessed and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do the work of the world and return to us multiplied upon us. Now it's time for a healing prayer. We'd like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone. Just call out your name or hold them quietly in the comments. Beloved Mother, Father God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's time for our prayer of protection. Let's say a prayer of protection together. You'll find on the back of your program or up on the wall. The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is in all His
love. I'd like to thank everyone who gave of themselves, as Grandfather said, to make our Sunday service possible. Beyond that includes everybody that brought in food downstairs or flowers up here, or people like Susan who sent us reminders so we don't forget, and Tom back there who records everything, and Danny who puts stuff down there, and Penny and Sophia who come and clean this week. So thank you, everyone. And if they all get together in a circle, let's sing the peace song. And please don't forget there are refreshments and fellowship downstairs.
Great.